guys to summarize, use this time to reflect on, you know, what are the things that we're seeking instead of God. Are we seeking to do his will, or are there other things that have become idols in our lives? Or is it that, you know, I feel like God tells me to do these things, but I'm just so scared, and I don't want my friends to not like me anymore because I don't have that many friends and I really like these friends. So take this time to reflect and come before the God who created you, who loves you, who holds your entire world, but also created and loves, you know, the friends that are around you as well, and wants them to know him. So you're welcome to stand or sit and just pray and come to God. And grab people around you to pray if you...
There's no greater love than this. knows the highest place. What can separate me now?
I'm just encouraging you now, if God has been, you know, stirring things up in your heart, to turn to someone around you and just ask them to pray with you, or ask the person next to you, you know, how can I pray for you? Or if there's no one standing next to you and you want someone to pray for you, just come to the front and someone will come and pray with you.
Jesus. One day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin. The divine man, my example is he. God became flesh and the light shined among us. His glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me. Married he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, a glorious day.
Stay.
was just thinking, if there are people that are God is reminding you of, friends, family, work colleagues, classmates, course mates, people who live in your halls, that if God is reminding you, I love those people, I love that person who lives next door to you, I love that person who sits next to you at work and at class, and I want them to know me. I want them not to be lost anymore. I want them not to be blind anymore. I want to heal their hurts. I want to be their father. I want to be their God. I want to be their savior. If God is bringing those people to you now, just spend this time praying for them. Ask God for those opportunities to speak to them. Even if you think, I don't know what to say. If you know that God has done that work in your heart, that God has done something to change you, God has shown you who he is in any way, that is something that you can tell that person. That I don't know a lot, but I know that God loves me. I've known God. God has done this in my life. God has changed this in my life. And God can use you. God can give you the words to speak. Words that might not even make sense to you, but when that person hears it, they're like, oh, God uses that to speak right to their hearts. So just encourage you to spend some time praying for those people. If there's people here that also know those people or they don't know, just be like, hey, can we pray for my friend? So we continue to sing.
To the masses.
shout for your glory with everything, with everything. We will shout forth your praise
with everything, with everything.
We will shout for your glory with everything, with everything. We will shout forth.